So now we pray, God, will you be in my words and in all our thoughts as we reflect on your word. Amen. Last night we went to the Ashton quiz and did appallingly badly, largely because there was a music round which was films and other music, none of which we'd ever heard of. So that didn't help. I think we got half a point out of 10 just by chance on that round. So it's not our best thing. However, I'm going to start with a reflection on music, some I do know something about, a little bit more, because this week we heard of the death of Christopher Plummer, who we do remember from The Sound of Music. About 10 years ago, I constructed a church service based upon music from the musicals. It was the end of a weekend flower festival when all the displays illustrated some songs from the shows. I wonder if I asked you to choose a song from the musicals that spoke of the Christian faith, what you would suggest. Again, I go back to the era of the musicals. I'm not really up to date with the more modern ones. But perhaps Climb Every Mountain, Love Changes Everything from Aspects of Love, or You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. These were all included in the service we had, but so too was a choice that may at first sight seem a bit stranger. I chose Show Me from My Fair Lady. Now, if you remember the show or the story, you'll know that Eliza Doolittle, the Cockney flower seller, being taught elocution and passed off as a lady, or lady, is sick of words. When her suitor declares his love for her, she responds with this song, telling him that she's had enough of words and he needs to show her his love. Now, that song has no religious subplot. It's about human love, declarations of human love, physical love. It doesn't profess to have a profound message, except in the context of the story. But it does seem to me it's applicable to us now as we think about the readings which we've just heard. They are absolutely beautiful readings. They warrant deep study. In many ways, they sum up the good news of our gospel, who Jesus was and is, and that he was with God from the beginning of the world. And that theme is amplified in our Old Testament reading from Proverbs, which speaks of the gift of wisdom, often identified with the Holy Spirit, and how wisdom too was part of creation. The whole theology of the Trinity is in this reading. And the psalm set for this morning is about God, the creator and provider. Our themes today from our readings range from the creation of the world through the coming of Jesus and his significance for us and for all mankind. But despite the beauty and importance of these passages, which are both ones that I love, they leave me feeling a little like Eliza Doolittle. Magnificent phrases that we know and love can so very easily be simply words that give vague comfort, but little else. Importantly, what Jesus did was to show the love of God in action. It's perhaps ironic that the evangelist John refers to Jesus as the Word. And the song I referred to is one where the singer declares herself sick of words. Yet Jesus is so much more than what we think of as words. And in this context, word has a much fuller meaning. It means the statement of God. He is the Word made flesh, the Word in action. Love does indeed change everything. But it's a very slippery concept, isn't it? The love that Jesus demonstrated challenges all our contemporary cozy notions of love. And in the end, it shows the lengths to which love will go for the beloved. In her song, Eliza is simply asking for a physical demonstration of love. Yet Jesus demonstrates love in a much fuller way, not simply for one person, but for us all. And moreover, he tells us that this is what God is like. If you've read The Reflection in the Grapevine, you may have read Andy Colebrook's image of Jesus as the image on the box of a jigsaw, though he points out that the flesh and blood reality is better than any picture. But I found that a useful image, since our readings tell us that in him all things hold together. That's from the first reading, Colossians. The picture of the on the box helps us to make sense of all the little pieces of a jigsaw. And in a similar way, Jesus offers us the key to understanding what it means to be truly human. The more that we think about Jesus, the more that we get to know him through the words of Scripture, through prayer, through spiritual connection, the more we begin to see how the untidy bits and pieces of life, the big questions and the little sins, begin to make some kind of sense. In the person of Jesus, we see God. As our reading tells us, he is the image of the invisible God, or, as someone once said, God in sandals. This is not simply an image that we look at and wonder. It's not simply something that helps us to make sense of life, though Jesus, as the image of the invisible God, as the Word made flesh, does do that. For he would draw us into relationship with his Father, with that God whom we see through him. There is here a purpose and a promise. For we learn that Jesus gives us power to become children of God. That's near the end of the John reading. The love that he demonstrates is not an impossible ideal. It's a love that draws us in, that wants to include us as beloved children, however imperfectly we ourselves live or love. And we all do live and love very imperfectly. It's a wonderful, incredible invitation to be part of that relationship. And the more we're drawn into that love, the more we begin to see God's likeness in all fellow creatures, despite their flaws and our own. As Paul frequently reminds us, our human ability to love is incomplete. Our efforts are quite often worthy, but never entirely successful. Yet the more we absorb and follow Christ and look to his example and claim his promises, the more the Spirit works in us so that we grow more like him. Show Me may be a rather strange and imperfect song to use to describe what Jesus means to us. But he is indeed the one who shows us what God is like. Yes, we speak of him as the Word, but this is not empty words or theology that goes above our heads. It is the Word made flesh, God himself in human form. Amen.